In today's Mishnah, it's from the fourth and fifth Mishnah from the first parak of Masechet Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah begins, Irsh Yesh Ba'Avodah Zarah, a city that has a holiday of idol worship. The Mishnah says, Chutzala Mutar, that one is allowed to engage in business with those residents who live outside the city. Because the understanding is that the festival is celebrated really only locally, and those that are outside the city are not going to get involved. And the Mishnah continues, it's true in the reverse as well. If there was a particular festival that is celebrated outside the city by the residents that live there, then the Mishnah says, Tocha Mutar, that inside the city one would be able to do business with those residents that live there. For the same reason, because understand that these festivals were local and restricted only to residents of that location. Mishnah continues. Mahu lelech lesham. The question is, if there's a particular festival celebrated in a city, can a Jew go to that city? So Mishnah says, Bizmancha derech miuchedet lo'to yir, if the path that it goes into the city is unique to that city, I mean it doesn't go to any other places beyond there, then it's asur. One's not allowed to go there because it has the appearance a person's going to that city to join in the festivities. However, v'im haya yachol lelech ba'al lemakom acher, if going on that path, you could go from that city onwards to another city, it's on the route to your destination, then we'll be mutar. One would be able to go into that city, because a person looking on would say, he's only simply passing through that city, he's not really going to join in the festivities. The Mishnah continues, Yirshi Yesh Ba'avodah Zarah, meaning if there's a city that has a particular festival, Vayubu Chanuyot Mutarot V'she'en Mutarot, and there are particular shops that were decorated, and other ones that were not. So the ones that have the various festive decorations, that's a siman, that's a sign that those people are not only part of the festival, but they actually contribute some of their earnings, almost like a tax, to the worship of this Avodah Zarah. So Mishnah says, our master of Beit Shan, they had this question, in terms of can you rely on this decoration to work out which shops you can do business with. Mishnah says, Va'amru chachamim said, mu'utarot asurot v'she'inu mutarot mutarot. That really depends. In other words, yes, you can rely on this decoration, so you cannot do business, or you cannot purchase products from the shops that have decorations, but you can from the shops that do not have the decorations. Now, this Mishnah seems to contradict what we learned not too long ago, yesterday, the day before, and that is that we thought you're not allowed to do any business dealings with these idol worshippers leading up to their festival. So one explanation that Bartanura brings, I think he's citing Rashi, I believe, or agrees with Rashi, is that it depends on the products being sold. Meaning, here, this Mishnah is dealing with products that are non-perishable, so therefore there's not really much simcha that is if it's sold today or the next day. It's not preventing a significant loss. Therefore, it's not covered by that original halacha that we mentioned yesterday, that there's a prohibition of doing business dealings 3 days prior to it. And therefore, the only concern here is, will the proceeds from this sale be used to finance Avodah Zarah? And that's why we can see the decorations on the shop fronts or within the shops as an indication of whether this shop is going to be contributing some of the proceeds of the sale. Let's now the Mishnah Hay. Elu dvarim she'asurim limkor lagoyim. So there are certain things you're not allowed to sell to non-Jews. And this is out of concern, a strong concern that these items will be used for idol worship, because understanding these products generally exclusively for idol worship. And as you mentioned already when we began the Masechta, that this would run into the problem of lifnei iver lo titen michshol. They're not allowed to engage in our idol worship, and you are facilitating them to do so. So what are these items? First is it's robalin, which is a type of seed, a pre-etz eres. So it's a fruit that came from some type of cedar tree. Ubanot shuach, which is white figs, uftot rotehen, meaning those two products, if they're still with their stems, because that these idol worshippers will take them as they are and start hanging them on their idols. And then she continues, olavona, which is frankincense, because that would burnt before the idols, and taranagol lavan. Sounds like the idol worship used to look for a white rooster, and they would sacrifice that. It was considered very dear, that was considered part of their worship. They would use these white roosters for sacrifices. Mishnah continues, though, however, Rabbi Yehuda Omer says, Mutar lim korlo, you can sell him lavan bena taranagolim. If he's buying a whole batch of or group of roosters, and there happened to be a white one amongst, and you'd be able to sell it. Now, the Gemara explains that the actual debate, even though it appears to be quite broad, is actually much more restricted than it seems. Meaning, if he's just coming to purchase roosters, and you happen to sell him a bunch of roosters with a white one in it, everyone agrees it's fine. If he's saying specifically, I'm looking for white roosters, then it's not going to help you selling him other roosters along with it to try and cover this issue when he's clearly trying to purchase this white rooster for Avodah Zarah. The question is, if he's trying to buy roosters, and he also mentions he wants various different colors together. So according to Chachamim, since he's already highlighted the fact that he wants a white one, that'd be a problem. According to Rabbi Yehuda, says, no, it's not a problem. He's mentioned various colors that he wants, and therefore one could sell it, this white amongst others. The Mishnah continues, Bisman shu b'fnei atzmo. If he wants to purchase a white rooster on its own, Mishnah says, koteya et etzba'o, what you can do is you can cut off the finger of the tarnagol, this rooster, or mochrelo, and sell it to the goy, lefisha in makarim chaser, because if he wanted to use it as a korban, he wouldn't be able to do so now that it has a blemish, this missing this toe. Wouldn't be used for wider worship. What's interesting here, Tiferet Yisrael says that's a solution if you know with certainty that he wants to use it for Avodah Zarah. However, if it's a case of safek, a doubt, meaning is buying amongst others, we wouldn't tell you to start chopping off fingers to resolve this case of doubt because of Tzar Balei Chaim, because you're calling Anisari Ham to this, or potentially Anisari Ham to this rooster. Or Shar Kol Dvarim, when it comes to anything else that he's purchasing, Staman mutar or perushan asor. If he's simply purchasing other products, tinsel, I don't know, any other things that could be used for Avodah Zarah, might not be used for Avodah Zarah, he's allowed to sell it. However, perushan, if he says explicitly, I'm purchasing this for Avodah Zarah, then one would not be able to sell it. Now, why does Mishnah have to tell us that? Well, it might be that one would think that this is just a bargaining tool, meaning he's saying, I would like things for Avodah Zarah in the hope to get a better deal, to give it to him cheaper. But the Mishnah is saying no. As soon as he mentions that he wants a Avodah Zarah, he might try and rationalize that he's only really trying to get a better deal. It's not going to help you. You cannot sell it to him. Rav Meir says, Av dekel tav, even the fruit of a very meshubach, of a choice palm, the chatzav, different explanations, Kati brings either it's a sugar cane or it's a large wild onion, the niklavis, which is a type of spice, a very nice spice, it says here, all these type of things. Another explanation, they're all different types of tamarim, but in any event, Rabbi Meir adds these other products that you cannot sell to a goy out of concern, because there's a chashash that these are unique products used for idol worship, and we don't want to again violate the problem of lifnei velo tevah mishal. Those Mishnah today.